Hello, Julie. I'm so happy that you participated in my project Heart Threads. And you have yourself and you have two human figures and one four-legged figure. Would you like to tell me a little bit about who you've made here?
Yes. So I made my husband, Sam. He's the big guy with the great big heart. And he's the love of my life and has been for 17 years. And he's also the strength in my life. So he's physically a big guy, but he's also physically a big strength, big source of strength in my life. And then the angel figure is my daughter, Catherine. And, you know, that piece happened really naturally that it ended up looking like an angel, but that's totally Catherine. Not because she's angelic, but because she has a really old soul.
Oh, that's really cool. I like that.
And then Boulder is my golden retriever and my second child. So she's my four-legged furry friend. And if I could have just made her as one big heart, I would have, because she's just so full of love. Like, she is love. She is just pure love. And I feel that from her all the time. And then my figure, I put my heart on my sleeve because that's where I wear my emotions and my feelings. It's all on my sleeve, and I don't apologize for that.
Nor should you. I think that's a beautiful characteristic to have in a human being. What is one of your maybe most favorite memories that you and your husband and daughter have shared together? I'm sure there are many.
Yeah, gosh, there are so many. You know, I think my favorite memories are when we travel together, but we don't travel to any place exotic. Like, if we go to Sam's hometown in Olney, Illinois, we stop in St. Louis and stay at a Hampton Inn near the airport. But something about the three of us in a hotel room where we're all sort of in the bedroom together, if you will, like we're laying in bed talking, or we wake up the next morning and we start talking before we even get out of bed, and we're joking with each other, and Catherine's making fun of Sam for snoring, and we're making fun of Catherine because she sleeps over the entire bed. Like, no inch of the bed goes untouched when she sleeps. And yeah, I think it's when we travel and we have those morning and evening, before we go to sleep and when we wake up first thing in the morning, all together in the same room.
I love that, because it's less about sort of the external stimulus of travel and experience, and more about that intimacy of, like, just being together in a shared space really closely, and sort of in the most sort of intimate times when we're sleeping and waking, and that's really a beautiful memory.
That's exactly right. It is about the intimacy of being together, and not about, because it could be, it didn't matter where we are, it's about what happens inside that hotel room.
I love that. Is there anything else you'd like to say about your heart threads today?
Only that if I'd had time, there's many other figures I would have liked to create, because I have a lot of threads that go from my heart to other people's heart and back again. But given the time I had, Sam and Catherine and Boulder are the most important ones. But I love the thought of, like, even creating all the people that I share heart threads with. Yeah. Like, what a beautiful idea.
So. And, you know, I know you as a person, and I know that you do have a really big heart, and it goes out to a lot of people. And what an interesting process, meditative process it might be, even to make all of those people. And how long would that take? It's like the making 1,000 paper cranes or something.
Right.
You know, you'd have your own little armada of figures. And I wonder if you would spend time, like, meditating on each one and what they meant to you as you made them, and could take you a year to get them all completed, you know? But what an interesting concept that could be.
Yeah, and I love the idea of thinking about what one little thing would I do to characterize each one, so that when I looked at that figure, I would say, oh, that's Megan, or oh, that's Connie, or oh, that's, you know, whoever.
You inspire me. I might take that project on for myself. Well, thank you, Julie. Thank you for sharing with me today.
Thank you, Megan. Thanks for creating this project and letting me be part of it.
You bet.